From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in the Kızılay Square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. The Turkish government says the attack was carried out by a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. Witnesses say the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate claimed responsibility. Secretary of State John Kerry accused the Assad regime in Syria of trying to disrupt a new round of peace talks scheduled to start Monday in Geneva, as top Western diplomats met in Paris to discuss Syria and other issues. Lisa Bryant reports.
Secretary Kerry described Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as a spoiler and suggested his regime was the biggest violator of a fragile ceasefire in Syria. Speaking alongside European counterparts before the Monday peace talks, Kerry also accused the Syrian government of siphoning off vital medical aid to war-hit communities. He said the onus is now on Syria's allies, Russia and Iran, to ensure international agreements on Syria are honored. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. This is VOA News.